ice jams are causing historic flooding in the Yellowstone River Valley near the North Dakota-Montana border. Governor Doug Burgum had the opportunity to survey the area and the damages in McKenzie County. Burgum says this particular flooding event is unusual.
Really more like a flash flood event caused by the rapid rise caused by the ice jams. Over 50 families and farm sites that were affected, 110 people that were displaced that are out of their homes. It's always emotional to listen to those stories, to hear about people who, particularly in this case, they didn't have weeks to get ready. They had hours, and some people lost things that were, extremely dear to them. But the good news, no loss of life, and at least so far, no reports of any significant losses of livestock.
The flooding does have a significant impact on agriculture in the area. The soil is rich in the river valley, where a variety of crops, including sugar beets, are grown. In addition, the region has been utilizing a canal irrigation system for over a century.
We saw not just irrigation equipment standing in water, but people, the water came so fast, people had, in some cases, farm vehicles and farm machinery that got flooded that they weren't able to move out. U.S. Highway 200, completely underwater for a significant stretch, so people are, blocked from being able to cross the Yellowstone. Hearts go out to all of them. They're all pulling together because, these are people that did not have flood insurance because they were not viewed as being part of the floodplain.
Burgum has declared a statewide flood emergency as the risk for flooding also remains high in the Red River, Devil's Lake, and Southern James River basins. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.